We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Another school shooting to tell you about this morning at Lamar High School in Arlington. Two students have been shot. Both are at the hospital getting treatment, but no word on their conditions. The shooting apparently happened just outside the school. The suspect has been taken into custody, but police are not releasing any other details about the shooter or a possible motive. Classes have been canceled today, and the district is asking parents not to go to the school. They have been communicating with parents. Keep it right here on KRLD for the latest on this developing story. Meanwhile, in Dallas, we are expecting an update from Dallas police later today about an officer-involved shooting last night that left a man critically wounded. The suspect remains in the hospital this morning. The shooting happened around 7 last night. Officers patrolling an old East Dallas apartment parking lot saw a man with a known criminal record apparently breaking into cars. Police say the man resisted when officers tried to stop him. There was a struggle and police tried tasing the suspect,
which was ineffective. The suspect at that point pulled out a firearm and continued to struggle.
Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia says the suspect pulled a gun. That's when one of his officers shot him. No police officers were hurt. The chief is expected to release body cam video of the shooting later today. And the body of a young mother has been discovered in Dallas by her family days after she went missing. And this morning, her family is demanding answers from police. KRLD's Bailey Friday has the latest.
25-year-old Jessica Martinez went missing overnight Thursday. She was working late. She told her husband, Mario Morales, that she was on her way home a little after midnight, but he tells NBC5 she never made it.
I'm in a daze right now. I do believe that this is a nightmare that we will wake up from.
After learning that Martinez was involved in a crash and finding her car and phone at an impound lot, Morales gathered their family and formed a search party. Within 2 hours, they discovered Martinez's body in a fenced-in area near the scene of the crash. They want to know how police missed it.
The sheriff's office showed up and they found the car abandoned and just got it towed. They didn't search the area.
And they had more questions about her death, too. Morales says an officer told him that in a 911 call, it sounded like his wife was arguing with an unidentified man. Right now, the actual cause of death is still unclear. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bailey, Friday News, Radio 1080, KRLD.
Efforts to free convicted killer Darlie Routier continue, and now we're learning her defense team will get a look at some old evidence. KRLD's LP Phillips has the update.
The team that's been working on Darlie Routier's appeal has asked for, and will apparently receive, access to latent fingerprints that have been in evidence for more than a quarter century. It's the latest quirky turn in the case of the Rowlett mother, arrested for the murders of her two boys. She's always blamed it on someone else, and the latest effort seeks to examine prints that were never analyzed before. Routier has a national following of sorts, including strangers who have written the court letters demanding that Routier be set free. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Cowboys are cooking up something big at wide receiver for the upcoming season. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
Cowboys got a speedster at wide receiver now. Dallas is sending a fifth-round pick in the 2023 NFL Draft and a sixth-round pick in the 2024 NFL Draft to Houston for 29-year-old Brandon Cooks. The Cowboys pursued Cooks during the season last year, but were unable to reach a deal with Houston. In 9 seasons with 4 different teams, Cooks has caught for over 1,000 yards in 6 of them. Even better, Houston has agreed to eat $6 million of his salary next year. Now, this may be disappointing for some fans, as the Cowboys appear to be out of the running for receiver Odell Beckham Jr. and DeAndre Hopkins. But it's been a busy offseason, as the Cowboys have already traded for 5-time Pro Bowler cornerback Stephon Gilmore and re-signed several of their key players. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.